Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Tzadi Aleph Omud Aleph. Now we're actually a little bit behind because we spent a lot of the day yesterday doing the Mishnah Berurah on Sif Katan Chaf Beis, and that's what we've been doing for the last couple of days, but Baruch Hashem, today we'll catch up. So we're actually beginning today's share on Kuf Tzadi Omud Beis, beginning with the Mechaber at the very top in Sif Hei. And the Mechaber writes, Mutter Lir Shom B'tziporin Al HaSefer K'mosh Roshim L'Simon. A person is allowed to take his fingernail and make a mark in a book like he would make a simon over there to make a simon over there in order to know that there's something that will correct after Shabbos, for example. She'ein Zed Dover HaMiskayim. You're allowed to do this according to the lenient opinion of the Mechaber over here because that's not considered something that is a permanent type of a mark. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Chav Gimel, V'yesh Machmirun B'zeh, but there are those that disagree. And this will be the opinion brought down by the Bach, the Mogen Avraham, and others. And he says, in the Bir Halacha. You can see this more in detail in the Bir Halacha. Now, this Bir Halacha is found on Kuf Tzadi Omid Aleph, and we will pick it up in Dibur HaMaskel Mutter with four lines into this Dibur HaMaskel. From Bir Halacha, we'll just look at part of it, about three lines into this Dibur HaMaskel, where the Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim, writes, Im Kein B'Dover She'eno Miskayim Tzorich Lios Osur Midrabanan. It should be something, if it's not going to be permanently lasting, that it should be an Isser Midrabanan. And he brings down, and therefore the Bach was posik over here, Mikoach Zeh, the low Ketur V'Machaber. That's why the Bach over here didn't hold like the Machaber in the Torah that said you can do this with your fingernail. He says, even though it's not something that would be an Isser Daraisa, but it would be an Isser Derabanan, and therefore because of the Osser Lirshom B'Tziporin, Af Rosh Mechod. You wouldn't be allowed to do this, even making a single mark with your fingernail. And this is brought down by the Mogen Avraham as well. And the Taz has a long Arichas over there, Ayin Shom. Now, the Chofetz Chaim goes through greater detail discussing this, but we don't have time to go through all of this Ayin further in this beautiful Bir Halacha. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Chav Dalet continues and he says, Lir Shom Batzipor. You're not allowed to make a mark according to the Machmir opinion of the Bach that we just brought down in the Bir Halacha, but the Mechaber did say you're allowed to. The Dafko Rishimo Kein Kav Bi Alma. That which the Mechaber permitted you was to make some sort of a mark with your fingernail, was just to make like a line, a Kav Bi Alma. Lazikarun, just as a reminder, Shiesh Bazeh Eza Tol Sofer. For example, there's a mistake in the Sefer over here, and you're going to correct it after Shabbos. Umishum De Lo Choshiv Ksav Klal Bilavach, since this isn't considered a writing, so that's why you're allowed to do this. Avolasos kimin os vade osu. But if you're going to actually mark off with your fingernail an actual letter over here, so then afilu biosachas, even one letter would be forbidden midirabbanan. Mishbur explains in Siv Katan Chaf Hei, She'ein Zeh, according to the lenient opinion that he brought down, the reason why the Mechaber allowed you to go and write with your fingernail, make a mark with your fingernail, a kav biyama, is because it's not considered dover shemiskayim. V'dafu b'klaf hakosha. This is only applicable that it's not a dover shemiskayim if you're dealing with a hard parchment. The bizmanom, in their days, hayukosun al klaf, they would write on such parchments. However, avol al haniyar also, but to go and make a mark on a piece of paper, that would be forbidden. The miskayim hu, because he brings down the name of achronim, that would in fact be a permanent mark with your fingernail, and therefore that would not be allowed. V'davko b'tziporin. Likewise, that which the Mechaber permitted you to make a mark with your fingernail is only with your fingernail. However, im avol im roshim be'ezek kli, if you take some sort of a utensil, a kli, a marker of some sort that would make a mark in the paper, she'osa rishima amuka yose, that would make a deeper mark in the paper, then af al klaf v'eitz, also then even on a parchment or on a piece of wood, that type of engraving or marking would be forbidden. The minkar heitev umiskayim, because that's quite recognizable and it's going to last on a more permanent basis, and therefore it is forbidden. Now we go to Siv Vav. The Mechaber writes, Chut shel tfira, a stitch over here, sheniftach, that is opened up, osu lemoschu. You wouldn't be allowed to go and restitch it on Shabbos, to reconnect the part that opened up on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Hainu, in Siv Katan Chav Vav, Hainu shnispardu shtei chatichos habeged, the two parts of the garment have come apart, zumizu, one part from the other, bimiktas, in a small extent, and you still have the strings hanging over there. V'chuti hatzviros nimshachem, they're hanging down over there. V'rotzu limtoch rosh achot kidei lahadek ulechaber. You want to pull on the strings in order that you can go and reattach the garment that ripped over here and put it back together, reattach it. The Mechaber explains over here the reason why you're not allowed to do this is Mishum Tofer. This is the Isser of Tofer, of sewing. The Mishnah Brewer in Sivkot and Chav Zayin explains Mishum Tofer. And if somebody does this on Shabbos, this is an Isser Deraisa for which you would be Chayiv Chattas if you did this unintentionally on Shabbos. Brought down from the Gemara. Vahusha also, but in order to be Chayiv the Chattas over here, you have to over here make a Kesher. Vahusha also ha Kesher libesof. After you stitched it back together, you have to knot it off. Even if it's not a knot that will be a permanent knot. Afilu Eino Shel Kayama. It's only a temporary knot. So that, so to say, makes sure that your stitching is going to be considered an Issur Deraisa. However, Avo Belo Kesher, if you don't tie it off, klal at all, then it's not allowed. It's Potter, Avol Osir, but it's not an Issur Deraisa. And this can be seen in the Shaar HaTzion, Osamach. He says, Ayin El Yeraba, Shemetzadi Demikom Mokom Osim Ederabonim, that this is still an Issur Derabonim. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "V'mispardu shalosh tviros u'mesochon." And if there are three threads or strands over here that got separated, and you now want to go and stitch them back together, so "V'mispardu shalosh tviros u'mesochon." If you have over here three of the strands that you're sewing back together, then you're chayev and isa daraisa af below kesher, even if you don't make a knot. That's brought down the name of the achronim. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, similar to what we did with Kosei v'Mochik, although be it much, much shorter and condensed, v'agav nevorik etzaz din tofer. The Mishnah Berurah says, I will now go tell you some of the additional dinim regarding tofer of stitching over here. So the Isser is, ha-tofer shtei tefiros chayev. If somebody goes and stitches a double stitch over here, two stitches, then that is the Isser daraisa. The Irish footnote number 66 brings down, what about human stitches? Rechmon al-Sam, somebody has a cut, he has a laceration, needs to be stitched up. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, one could argue that this is not the issur of stitching and sewing, because that's really on a garment or on clothing, and that's not for human beings. Nevertheless, unless it's a serious injury over here, the person's going to lose blood or it's going to be dangerous in some way, then don't do the stitching on Shabbos. You should wait till after Shabbos. And he says, because it's a possibility that this is a chashash of an issur Torah. And this is also the opinion of Nissen Karlitz Shlita and Rav Vosner Zatzal in the Shevet Halevi. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, what do we mean over here that you're chayiv shtei tviros? V'husha kosher roshei hachut mikan u'mikan kedei shelo tishmot. You have to go and then tie them afterwards in order that it shouldn't come apart. V'afidu lohi shel kayoma. And this tie doesn't have to be a permanent knot. It just has to be something that won't let it come apart. Then your stitching is the isser. If you made a permanent knot, v'mayo shel kayoma, so then in addition to the chiv of stitching over here, you'd be chayiv gam mishum kosher. Then you'd have an additional isser adarais over here of tying. Now, this is the issur deraisa, b'chozel inyan chiyuva, whether you be chayiv achatas or not. But, aval inyan isura, whether it's rabbinically prohibited or not, yesh omrim de osur, there is an opinion that says that it's osur, afilu lo osur kesher klal. As we brought down already before, there is the opinion that says that even if you just stitch it together without tying it off, that would be an issur derabbanan. And therefore, he points out, v'al kein osan ho anoshim, shetochavim hakrais im habegit b'machat, b'shtei techifos. Those people that go and attach, now this kreis, I think, is a sleeve. You're attaching a sleeve to the garment with some sort of two stitches over here, Lav Shapir Ovid. And this is brought down in the name of the Korban Nisano. The issue footnote number 67 has a long discussion over here. What about the Kivas Hamachat Einu B'chlal Tfira? What about sticking a pin in? So the Chazon Ish says that just sticking a pin into a garment, that isn't an Issur Darais over here. Einu Nechsheves Elul Kechibur Hanasa Aidei Krosim O Kaptorim. This is no different than connecting something with some sort of a hook or with some sort of a button, one item to another, one part of the garment to the other part of the garment, and that would be permissible. And he adds further, you shouldn't be machmer, although he brings down from Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal in the Igros Moshe that, in fact, if somebody wishes to be machmer, he is allowed to be machmer. However, im nikar shasicha lo tishar bebeged, if it's certain that this pin will not stay in the garment, for example, that you're just doing some sort of a pinning of a diaper, for example, on a child with a safety pin, that was the common custom before we have the disposable diapers, he says, ein lahachmer b'zeh. He certainly, Rav Moshe says, you do not have to be machmer in this situation as well. On the other hand, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Sha'af opishiyesh lumot schus ala osim kain, even though one can be malamed schus on the people that do this for the reasons that we just brought down, Shlomo Zalman Paskins lamaisa yesh lachmese, you shouldn't just stick a pin into something. And he brings down as well this opinion of Dayan Weiss Zatzal in the Minchas Yitzchok, Shlechatchil roi lahachmir b'dov, one should be machmir over here. Furthermore, he says that any chibur shelo nase elo leperek zman kotzer, any attachment over here that you're doing just for a short period of time. For example, if you're making some sort of connection with the safety pin over here, so Rav Moshe Feinstein's atzal brings down sha'af l'das ha'korban esano, that which we just brought down now according to the korban esano, that you shouldn't do this, is not considered something that is significant according to even the korban esano if you use something like a safety pin that has the halachic status over here, like a hook or a button. What about using a stapler on Shabbos? So Rav Nissen Karlo Shlita says, also lasos kei mishum tofer. Using a stapler, which is a permanent type of a stitch over here, is not allowed on Shabbos. On the other hand, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, he's not sure if you'd be allowed to use this on Shabbos, because it may not be considered sewing, but he says you shouldn't do it because of uvdin d'chol. Finally, the Chazon Ish, in Dirshu footnote number 68, brings down that even the Korban Nesano wasn't necessarily ossering it, he was just being masmiya, he was just surprised that everybody does this without necessarily having a clear understanding of why it's mut. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Vim also shalosh tfiros, everybody agrees that if you make three stitches over here, then you'd be chayvin isa deraisa, af bali kesher, even if you didn't knot it off. Because by making three stitches, shari miskayemes hatfira, because he brings down from the Rambam that in this way the stitching is more permanent, even if you don't make a knot. Now we go to Sif Zion. The Chabar writes, Osom shemahatkim habagodim, soviv zroseim, ayde hachut shemos chemoso umishadek. Apparently, there was some type of a structure over here that their garments had the sleeves attached in a certain sort of way that if you pull on the thread over here, you would better connect the sleeve over here to the garment. So he says, by doing this, osul and muscle, you wouldn't be allowed to do this over here, elam kein yu hanekovim rechovim, unless the holes that the strings were going through were wide, hanekovim rechovim, kitzas a little bit, umesukanim bitfira be'igol. And likewise, around the holes you had a built-up border of some sort. The threads are in the shape of a circle over here, and it's built up, so it's clear, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, that this was made for inserting and pulling out, pulling in, and therefore it's not considered sewing, it's considered the normal usage of the garment. Now, in the Mishnah Berurah, in Sivkot and Chav Ches, he explains this further. And he says, Darkon ha-yolitein chut b'so chabes yad shalzro. It was their custom that they would attach some sort of a string into the sleeve of their garment over here. The kishirotze lahadko, and when you wanted to tighten this sleeve, I'm not exactly sure I understand their garments over here, but when you wanted to tighten this, ha-yomosecha chut, you'd pull somehow on the thread, umishadek heitev, and it would become much more firmly attached to your arm and to the garment, and that was apparently the normal way that they would wear it. It would be something similar to when we have a thread or a rope that goes around the garment, then you pull it and you tighten it in order that it should fit you better. In any event, Dirshu footnote number 69 has a very important discussion over here that's related to this about the use of diapers on Shabbos. So in the third paragraph over here of Dirshu footnote number 69, he brings down, Uskiras titul, the closing of a diaper, Ayde hadvokas sarte hadvoka hametsuyimbo, using the various adhesives that are found on the modern disposable diapers. We talked previously in Dirshu footnote number 67 about using a safety pin on a diaper. Here we're talking about the modern disposable diapers where they have some sort of a sticky end to the attachment that allows you to go and open and close it. So he brings down from Vayashev Zatzal, Shahari Zebechal Tfir. Vayashev was very machmer over here and said, you're not allowed to use this on Shabbos because it's intended to stay closed for a while and therefore it would be aser, albeit in Issa Durabanan, not in Issa Duraisa, but it would be forbidden. On the other hand, Rav Nissen Karlo Shlita said, Shekivan Shaseret Osui Beofen, Sha'af La'achar Ha'advoka, Nitan Leposko, Ulachzor La'advico, Kamapamim. Since it can be opened and closed many times, you want to check if the baby's made the diaper dirty. You open it up, Baruch Hashem, it's clean, you close it up. So then, Nechshav Adover Kechibur Ayde Kator. This is no different than an attachment like via a button. It's not included in Tfira at all, and therefore he would permit it. But he says, Mikol Makom, Tov Lahadik, it's Asratim, Agabe Yachitum Erev Shabbos. You should open it up on Shabbos and close it on Erev Shabbos, rather, beforehand, in order that you demonstrate that this is something that's made to open and close. And this is also the opinion of Rishon Mazalman. However, Rishon Mazalman does say, Shatfirul Isman Muteris. He does bring down that a person who wants to use this for a short period of time would be allowed to do this. It's not considered an Isser of Topher. Af lule hatam anal, even with all the discussion we just had, it wouldn't be considered a problem over here. Then he says as well, chibur srate titul hanasa ide scotch. I'm not exactly sure that he means scotch tape over here, but let's say he's doing a connection over here with some sort of a sticky attachment, so then ein bo iso ladasa kol. It's separate from the diaper. That's considered apparently not a problem at all. That would be clearly like a button or a safety pin. Then he says, what about after the baby has soiled the diaper and you take it off the baby and now you want to close it up so the contents shouldn't spill out and make a mess, like people normally do after they take off the dirty diaper? So he says, according to the poskim that say that Tviril is man muteris, that we had just brought down from Rav Nissen Karlitz, Shlita, and Rav Shlomo Zalman that said you can do this, so then that's when you're putting it back on the kid, but now you're going to throw it in the garbage. You don't want that to come apart. So he brings down from the Sefer Aruch HaShabbos, that these two great gedolim had a machlokas, brought down the Shmir Shabbos kehilchosa. Legabi osa kesher shein dato latir liolim. If you're making a knot that you never intend to take off, you're throwing away the garbage. You're not intending to undo that knot in the garbage, for example. Ach ein lo inyan bekesher yosei meyashol zman kotzer. You're interested in just having it closed until it gets into the garbage. So is that knot that you made over here, which is not going to get undone, but you have no intention there should be a permanent knot, how do we view that? Is that considered a permanent knot or not? Shahari Avkan Nasis Hadvoka Likayama. Here, you're throwing away the dirty diaper. It's the same exact question. You're not interested in that dirty diaper should permanently stay forever closed. You just don't want it to be opening up until you throw it in the garbage. And therefore, he says, Ach Lemadvik Ein Inyan Badvoka Yosim Yashel Leperik Zman Ma, since you're not interested in really being closed until you just get it into the garbage. So he says, Rav Nissen Karol Shlita Paskin also Lasis Kin. You shouldn't close up the diaper in this fashion. The issue footnote number 70 brings down, what about tightening up a knitted cap that you have on your head? So Nissen Karlitz says that's not a problem. That's mutter. Shelo nesar elahiduk shematoroso la'atze v'sabeged she'e mesuda v'yofer. The issue over here is to make a garment in a more proper way, that it's a garment, but not to attach something to your body, like attaching the hat to your body so it won't fall off. To pull on the drawstrings, that would be permissible. Likewise, he says, if you want to put laces into a shoe, Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita says, sha'af imachorim tsorim, even if the holes in the shoelace are narrow and they're not surrounded with a brass or some sort of a metal type of a circle to make sure that it doesn't come apart, nevertheless, he says, mutter lasus kein shari ein derech tvira b'kach. He says that is not called stitching over here when you lace up the shoes. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Chavtes, where he writes, if the holes are wide, rechovim ktsas umusukanim, and they're set up over here with a circle around them, some harder raised border around them, let's say, betfira be'igol, that would be fine. Does eino domer klal tofer, because then it's clear that you're not stitching over here, because when you're inserting your string or thread into that hole, davi kamanda machnis kurosim bilulos, that's no different than putting a hook into some sort of a loop. Kivan de mesukin lazer, that's what it's made for, bitzmidus, on a permanent basis. Lemosko lahatko, to go in and go out. Kishalovsha, when you put it on, when you take it off. Vechen laraposo, to loosen it. Kishalosa laposhto, when you take it off. And therefore, v'in ein mahatko yofa, if you don't go and make it too tight over here, v'nimlach lefomel lanicho kach liolam, and therefore you can take it on and off without having to undo it, then in that situation, also lahatko b'Shabbos, you wouldn't be allowed to do this on Shabbos, because then you're essentially making a permanent attachment over here to last that entire Shabbos. But if you're not doing it over here in a way that it will stay permanently, but it's going to be in and out, taking on and off, then it is permissible. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Lamed brings down betfira. You're allowed to attach it over here. Saviv hanekev, around this hole over here. V'oz afilu achot tochov b'machat nekuva, even if it were to be attached over here with a threaded needle, shehu toloi shon b'tmidus, that's always permanently staying over there, kedi lachniso ayodo kam b'anekovim, in order to be able to put it through these holes over here, shari, then it would be allowed. That's not called stitching. V'en bo mishum tiltul, and there's no problem over here to use it. Kivan sha'amachat toloi b'psil, because the thread over here on the needle is attached to the garment, v'psil b'beged, and this thread over here is attached to the garment, they nif from imen olyolim, and it doesn't come apart at all, and therefore this is perfectly permissible to be done in this way. Baruch Hashem, we've caught up to where we're supposed to be, and this concludes today's shiur.